Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and this week we're tackling a topic that affects us all, the weight of our past. That's right, we're exploring the freedom from your past. Let's get into it. Your past does not define you. The mistakes you've made, the setbacks you faced, and the pain you've endured are all a part of your story, but they are not the whole story. It's not the full picture. You have the power to break free from the chains of your past and step into a future filled with hope, strength, and purpose. So this episode, Freedom from Your Past, is about releasing the weight of what was and embracing the possibility of what can be. It's about forgiving yourself and others, letting go of guilt and shame, and learning to see yourself not through the lenses of your past failures, but through potential of your future. So we will explore rebuilding self-trust and creating new narratives for your life. Through reflections, different strategies, you'll discover how to shift your mindset, reclaim your confidence, and start living from a place of freedom and self-acceptance. You are not bound by your past. When you release the fear, pain, and regret that holds you back, you open yourself up to a life of limitless potential. Freedom isn't about forgetting where you've been. It's about refusing to let it define where you're going. So keep that in mind as you embark on this newfound journey and simply letting go of your past. Our past experiences, both good and bad, shape who we are, but sometimes the negative experiences cast a long shadow, and it leaves us with regret, doubt, uncertainty, holding us back from living our absolute best lives. So this episode isn't about denying the reality of our past or pretending it didn't happen, because it definitely did. It's about understanding how to process it. Release its grip. It's gripping your life. It's creeping into your future, and it needs to be kicked back in the past. You're not defined by your past experience, and you need to create a future that's not defined by yesterday. So we're going to get real and raw about the challenges of letting go and explore how to find true freedom from our past. We'll explore the common ways our past hold us hostage, hold us caged and captive, and just discuss the importance of forgiveness and acceptance, and unpack practical strategies for creating a new narrative. We'll be honest about the emotional work involved, the vulnerability required, but also celebrate the immense liberation, peace, and empowerment that comes with breaking free. So there are so many different ways, so many common ways that our past hold us hostage, and I want to unpack those. Let's get into it. The first thing is trauma. I mean, if you're human, you've experienced a form of trauma. So unresolved trauma can create lasting emotional scars on our lives and our heart, bruises that triggers fear responses, you know, different things that you experience, that trauma, sometimes that show up in your present and that dictates your future. So you have to understand different coping mechanisms and strategies for how to deal with that. You know, I recommend resources for reading, or if you need a counselor, get a counselor. Other things is negative beliefs. Some of your past experience can solidify limiting beliefs about ourselves and the world, the way you view the world. Another one is unforgiveness. Holding on to resentment and bitterness can keep us trapped in the past. So you gotta let it go. You gotta create that space through forgiveness. So any resentment that's just dead weight, taking up dead weight into your life, Another one is regret. That's a big one. Dwelling on past mistakes can prevent us from moving forward, moving ahead into a new direction. So you can't live life with regret. You have to step out and accept all of those opportunities. Take every chance that come your way. And another one is fear of repeating the past, avoiding new experiences due to fear of repeating past failures. And that is common. That's like a part of the human nature, because often at times we want to use those failures as opportunities for learning and growth. However, they can be frightening. Like, man, I failed. I did that wrong so many times. Like, I'm just going to sit still. Wrong. Don't do that. Fear of repeating the past, that's a big one. And attachment to old identities, clinging to past roles or identities that no longer serve us. That's so key. Like, sometimes in life you're holding on, but life has changed, life has evolved, but you're still stuck and you're in this chapter, holding on to it as if it's the same thing, your identity. So sometimes, as the world evolves, your identity has to evolve, your future has to evolve, your career has to evolve, your family has to evolve, and most importantly, you have to evolve and grow. And shift gears and pivot with everything that's going on. Another big one is emotional triggers, reacting to present situations based on past experiences. So that can trigger some emotional things and some, feelings that come to play. Another one is practical strategies. So I want to unpack that. What are some really good strategies for finding freedom? Let's talk about it. The first thing is, you don't want to be in denial of your past. You have to acknowledge your past. Accept that your past has happened and that it has shaped you for the good. All of those things that you have gone through in the past, they shaped you and made you who you are today. But you don't have to stay and live life in the past tense, dealing with all of those things that happened to you. You can persevere and move forward. And the way to do this is, you have to process your emotions. Allow yourself to feel and process every emotion associated with your past, whether that's happiness, whether that's bitterness, whether that's, resentment, all of sadness, whatever those emotions are, don't deny those emotions. Deal with them, because they will creep up and you will find them pulling at you, pulling at you. So you have to resolve those issues, things you've dealt with in the past, and practice forgiveness. And when I say forgiveness, some people really miss this mark. Forgiveness is not about the other people, it's about you. You have to forgive yourself and you have to forgive others for past mistakes. Sometimes, if someone has hurt you or if they've disappointed you, you just have this level of resentment or dislike for them, like, ooh, you just strongly dislike that person or that situation. But you have to forgive, and forgiving doesn't mean that you forgot about it. It just means that you're mature enough to move forward, but you have your guards up so you're not allowing that situation to occur again, or that person to get closer to you, because you see the situation for what it is and you understand that experience. But you have to forgive. Forgive so that you can have that weight lifted off of your shoulders. I can't tell you how many times I'm like, wow, this person is such an idiot. But you have to forgive and move on. And forgiveness feels good. I'm here to tell you, forgiveness feels good. I forgive and I don't forget, but I forgive, and it's a weight off of my shoulders. It's a weight out of my heart. And I open up that space, to be open and to be vulnerable and to try new things and experiences. So don't hold on to that level of unforgiveness and resentment, and reframe your narrative. That is so big. I feel like we need to just do a podcast on that alone. You have to change the way you view your past experiences. You have to look at them from certain lenses. But sometimes people, like, if you're like me, you're very transparent and you're real. You're like, the situation is what it is. is. You're like, I'm like black and white. Like, this is what it is. I know what I'm seeing. Like, don't try to manipulate me. Don't try to gaslight me. But I'm here to tell you there is power in reframing your narrative, looking at how you view things and what happened to you. Therefore, you can come up with better strategies and solutions to handle it. And I also have a book about this as far as your thought goes and your process and dealing with those thoughts. From those negative experience. It's Reframing Your Thoughts by Alicia Eads, available at Barnes and Noble. It's a great resource for just simply reframing your thought process. One of the biggest things too, another big strategy is set healthy boundaries. You are your boundaries. So protect yourself from people, negative toxic people or situations that trigger negative emotions. You have to have those boundaries. People will try to walk all over you, or people will try to approach you because misery loves company with all of their negative baggage and issues. So you have to have appropriate boundaries. You can still be polite, you can still be cordial, but understand if a person is taking up space in your life with negativity and being toxic. So you have to create those healthy boundaries. Family-wise, work-wise, friendship-wise, always have healthy boundaries and observe, be discerning and understanding who's approaching you and what space they're in. Sometimes people have so much like emotional negative things that they're going through and they're just looking for someone to, you think they're looking to vent, but they're actually looking to dump their baggage or rub their problems off on you. And obviously you have your own things that you're working through. So just be mindful of that, setting healthy boundaries and focus on the present. Practice mindfulness and focus on the present moment. Create new experiences, engage in activities that bring you joy, and create some new positive memories. Fill your life with exciting things that bring you joy and happiness. And if you're struggling to really like, you know, reclaim your narrative and get over some things from the past, I would highly recommend seeking professional help. Consider therapy or counseling to address that unresolved trauma or issues, because I understand it. Sometimes some things are so traumatic, that level of trauma, that a book just won't do it. A podcast just won't do it. And if that's the case, and that's what you're experiencing, please seek therapy or counseling to address those trauma and unresolved issues that are extremely challenging. Because trust me, we're all human and we all have a level of tolerance. So my tolerance may not be what your tolerance is. So please be discerning. And if you need that help, seek professional help. And practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with kindness and understanding, and just give yourself that grace. Give yourself that favor. I know God gives us grace and favor, and we should give it to ourselves as well. I know we extend it to others, but look in the mirror and, you know, try not to be so hard on yourself and, you know, let things go. Understand that you're not perfect, and sometimes you do make mistakes. So you may have made some mistakes in the past, but you're not defined by that. That's not your today. Today is a new day, and you can press forward and make some decisions that could change things for you. It's just a matter of, you know, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. So just view your past as an opportunity for growth and learning, because when you look back, you may look back with regret, you may look back with resentment, but you should be looking back to see what lessons were in the past that you may have missed or that you want to get right this time in the present and propelling yourself in the future. So there are so many benefits and so many incredible rewards of freedom from your past. The first thing is increased peace and clarity, finding your inner calm and understanding, a peaceful life, happiness, and just being content and being okay with where you're at in the moment. There's some things that happened in the past. They're out of your control. If it's things that you couldn't control, your circumstances, don't beat yourself up. Move forward. Be positive and keep your head up and move in a new direction. The future you would thank you later when you stop living in regret and living in like a level of being disappointed about your past, because you're not your past. Like, all you need is the right attitude, the right choices to propel yourself in a new direction in the future, and you'll have improved relationships. You'll build healthier and more fulfilling connections and relationships, and you'll also have greater self-awareness, understanding your own patterns and triggers, and also a level of increased confidence, believing in your ability to create a better future, greater freedom, living authentically and without limitations, having a life that's full of purpose and intention, and just being intentional and understanding that your past does not define your future. I'm here to tell you that, and I'm ready to say it again for the people in the back. Your past does not define your future. You have the power to break free from its grips, from that cage, from those lies, and create a life filled with joy, peace, and purpose. You have the power, you have the ability to create a fulfilling and beautiful life that's filled with joy, peace, and just clarity. So reflect on that. Any areas of your life that you're ready to be released from. Release yourself from your past hurts, your past trauma, your past experiences that just left a bitter taste in your mouth. Leave it in the past. Leave it in 2024. Let it go. I understand how some things from the past want to linger into the present, but you have to let it go. You have to move forward with focus, a clear vision, a clear understanding of who you want to be in the future. So do some self-reflection, do some soul searching to identify who you are at this moment, not by what you were in the past a few years ago, who you are right now, at this moment, and what you want out of life. What do you want in the future? 2 to 3 years from now, what does that look like for you? Is it going to be the same? Are you still on the same path? Or do you have a vision for something totally different? Now is the time to work for whatever it is you see in your future. Understand that the past has no rights to your future. You are not defined by those past failures, those past mistakes. And some of the most successful people in life, they are successful because of their resilience, because they were able to pivot and move forward and use strategies and use intelligence and resources to propel themselves into a new direction. So understand it's not where you're at, it's where you're going. It's not what happens to you, it's how you respond. It's not how many times you fall, it's how many times you get up. You fall 7 times, you get up 8 times. You are a fighter, you are beautiful, you are resilient. And you have so much power. There's so much greatness inside of you. So don't limit yourself by your past failures and your past mistakes. I'm here to tell you, if no one has ever told you that, or if they told you and it went over your head or you just dusted out, I'm here to tell you, you're not defined by your past mistakes. You're not defined by your past failures. You're not defined by your shortcomings. Today is a new day to come up with a strategy, to come up with a plan, to be better. No matter what comes your way, you can overcome it. You can survive it and you can manage. You have to put your critical thinking caps on and just be resilient and be positive and be brave. Move forward with courage and get excited about your future and all of those incredible opportunities that await you, because you're challenging your thinking, you're challenging your limiting beliefs, you're challenging your circumstances. Tell yourself, I'm not where I want to be at the moment, but tomorrow's a new day. The future is a new day. Next year is a new year. So you have so many opportunities to bounce back, to come up with a strategy, and just pivot. Pivot from your past. You can do it. There's so much greatness inside of you. You just simply have to believe and understand that you're not defined by your past and you are released. You are released today from all of the trauma from your past. Today is a new day. Today is the day for you to face your past with honesty, acknowledge your past mistakes and pains, understand how the past shapes your present and how it's turned you into the person that you are. You're not in denial. You understand it fully and take responsibility without guilt and without shame. Let go of that guilt and regret. Learn to forgive yourself and others and release the emotional baggage and find peace in your imperfections because no one is perfect and you have to shift your narrative, shift from victim to victor. You are victorious. You have to create a new narrative for the future you and all of your experience. And the way to do that is rebuilding self-trust. You have to learn to trust yourself again. Learn that you've made mistakes and today is a new day for you to move forward and develop confidence through small wins and let go of fear and self-doubt. You can do it. You can do anything that you put your mind to. Even if you failed in the past, come up with a better strategy to win and get there this time around. And embrace the emotional freedom that comes with letting go of your past failures and mistakes and learning to forgive. Set healthy boundaries so people aren't taking advantage of you and rubbing their problems on you and just bringing that bad energy and bad vibes. And learn to manage your emotional triggers. That's key. That's critical. I can't tell you how many times it's like, oh, that used to bother me. Now it's just, it doesn't even matter anymore. I'm so past that. So that comes from developing and managing your emotional triggers and understand what upset you and why, the why behind it. Once you kind of understand that people will be people and things will be things, you don't give it any value. It has no value or power over you. So your emotional triggers, they're so imperative to cultivating that inner peace. Inner peace is where it's at. Peace and harmony. So move forward with purpose. Create a vision for your future and set those goals and live with intention and confidence. Your past may have shaped you, but it doesn't have to define you. By releasing guilt, embracing forgiveness, and reclaiming your inner strength, you can create a future that reflects your true potential. Freedom from your past is not about erasing what happened. It's not about blocking that out. It's about transforming it into a source of strength and wisdom for the road ahead. What areas of your past are you ready to release? What small step can you take today to create a new future? Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, you are not your past. Embrace your freedom and shine brightly. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.